Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, here in our little under a half hour segment, brought to you by Stout Miller Ford Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Winter Show Road in Valley City. The U.S.-Mexico border was open to livestock crossing for a whole day or two. But yesterday, U.S. Department of Agriculture announced it is again closing southern ports of entry to shipments of cattle due to the detection of New World screwworm in Veracruz, Mexico. USDA discovered the new case in northern Veracruz, indicating that screwworm has traveled 160 miles northward of the location where sterile flies are currently being dropped. So the screwworm detection in Veracruz, approximately 370 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border, required the closure of the border once again to livestock. Both RCAF USA and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association applauded the decision, and NCBA anticipates the situation will continue to evolve, and all parties involved will work with USDA to protect U.S. cattle farmers and ranchers. Over 40 U.S. ag groups, including the National Corn Growers, sent a letter to President Trump asking him to quickly nominate a chief agricultural negotiator in the U.S. Trade Representative's office. The group said the nomination, critical to prioritizing the needs of American agriculture amid the ongoing reciprocal trade negotiations. The role is politically appointed, and each incoming administration is responsible for nominating someone to serve in the position. The letter comes as farmers and ranchers are facing challenging economic conditions. U.S. farmers and ranchers also heavily rely on exports to be successful. And along those lines, Farmers for Free Trade has been on the road holding events called Tariff Town Halls. Just days before the 4th of July, ag leaders at a town hall in Little Rock, Arkansas, put it bluntly. Quote, I'll tell you this much, as a producer, between 20% and 30% of the producers in the U.S. would be out if this doesn't change between now and December. On a per-state basis, Texas businesses paid $934 million more in tariff costs. North Carolina also saw a 190% spike in its tariff costs. Republicans on Capitol Hill cleared their agriculture mega bill hurdle. Now they're looking to pass a smaller farm bill that will include important priorities that haven't been updated since 2018. Politico says lawmakers already included $67 billion in spending on farm bill programs in the reconciliation bill. That means some of the most expensive priorities were taken care of. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a quick break and be right back with the markets.